Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as entrepreneurs, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Shout out to our sponsors, E2Lab.com. Look, if you're interested in non-GMO vegan products to really boost your energy and detox your body to really balance your life, then you got to go check out E2Lab.com. It's detox your body and rebalance your life, because honestly, we have toxins that come into our body every single day, and you want to make sure your blood and whatnot is completely clean of those non-GMO vegan products. Go check it out at E2Lab.com. I'm right now on Ultra Slim Cleanse, which gets rid of the candida in your blood. It's awesome. Okay, great. So this is The Win with Heather Havenwood. Today, we're going to be talking to Joan Sotkin. Joan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Joan today. She helps entrepreneurs and practitioners experience freedom from struggle personally, professionally, and financially. This is the expert when it comes to understanding how emotions learned in early childhood can affect a person's business and financial outcome. Thousands have benefited from her groundworking book, Build Your Money Muscles, and her online program. Joan's newest book is, quote, The Search for Connection, A Spiritual Journey to Physical, Emotional, and Financial Health. So welcome. This is going to be a fun interview.
I think so. Looking forward to it.
Good. Well, we're already in it, right? So you look forward to it anymore. So tell us about your book on Build Your Money Muscles. Because, I mean, you're a woman, and I know that for me, anyway, I grew up in a very Southern view of the world, and that was the men took care of the finances and the women didn't. Now, that's changed, but that was what I was taught from my mom, and she was taught from her mom, and on it goes, right? So tell us what that book is about. Is it geared towards females or just in general?
Just in general, the subtitle is 9 Simple Exercises for Improving Your Relationship with Money.
Oh, great.
And it's got some very original stuff in it. I learned this. I had 2 millionaire brothers, and I couldn't rub 2 pennies together. And so many years ago, in the 1970s, I said, why are they able to do that? And I'm in this very depressed, deprived situation.
Yeah.
And that kind of set me on my journey. And what I've come to understand is that our emotions are the creative force behind our life stories. We have beliefs that lead to thoughts that lead to emotions. And that combination informs our decisions. And our decisions are what create our life stories. We behave as a result of our decisions. So over the years, and this was in the 1970s, and there wasn't a whole lot of information. And I came from a family where one of the spoken rules was Sotkins don't feel.
What's that? Wait. What? Sadkin? Oh, Sadkin's your last name. I'm like, what's right. a Sadkin? Okay, Sadi. So your family
doesn't my father had all these rules for Sadkins because we were the only Sadkins in the United States, and he was a little nuts. So he taught us to be different, but one of the things he said was Sadkins don't feel. And I was the girl in the family, and right. I did a lot of feeling, and it was stop crying. And yeah, so I had a lot of mixed messages about what I was supposed to be feeling.
Interesting.
And my father was a debtor. He was a compulsive debtor. He would buy things that he couldn't afford. My mother was the co-compulsive debtor. And he'd come home and say, I bought a boat. And she'd go, Bruce. You know? And it was all this stuff going on in the family. So I never really learned that it was a good idea to save. My father would teach me things like, you've got the ideas, the banks have the money, go get the money. And forgot to tell me to pay it back. So, you know.
So, oh my God. Like, by the way, I just want to stop you for just a second. I really want you to continue. But that's, I mean, think about that. Some people have, you know, when they're kids, money doesn't grow in trees. Your dad's like, go get the idea,
go get the
that's
money.
That's really different. I have to say, yes, your dad was quite unique. How did that play out in your life?
Well, first of all, the one thing that he did that was good, when I was a sophomore in high school, he said to me, I'm sick and tired of you asking for money. I'm going to give you $1,000, and that has to last the whole year. Don't ask me for money again. And I actually got a steno pad, and each month I divided into 4 weeks, and I actually kept track of everything I spent. And at the end of the year, I had $300 left over.
Wow.
But before I knew it, and this was a long time ago, so $1,000 is like $4,000 today. And at the end of the year, I had this money left. And pretty soon, when my father was going bankrupt, my mother borrowed the money from me. So I now had nothing left. And the next time I saved money, my soon-to-be husband, who is no longer my husband, borrowed the money from me. So I learned that it didn't pay to save. And I really had no boundaries. Now, this was a long time ago. We're talking about the 1960s and 70s, right? Mm-hmm. So there was no internet. There wasn't a whole lot of information. Well, I remember after I started my crystal business, which grew very quickly to the point where I was bringing in today's money, $50,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
And I remember going to the bank and saying, I've reached my level of incompetence. I have no idea how to handle this money. And they thought it was funny. So they just lent me more money, you know, and that just didn't work. So I wound up going bankrupt, even though I was earning all that money. And I came to understand that the reason I went bankrupt was because I had no idea how to manage cash flow. And so over the years, I really taught myself how to manage cash flow. And at the same time, to understand how debting kept me connected to my father and all the emotions of shame and deprivation and all those things that I was acting out through my money. And that's what I put in Build Your Money Muscles and in the work that I'm doing now. Now I'm doing a course on rewiring your brain for financial freedom so that I can help people understand that whatever they're doing, how they think, what they believe, how they feel, and how they behave, they're just habits. And by understanding brain science, you can change your habits. So it's not like you've done anything wrong. I wasn't a bad girl. I had just learned these things from my family. Right. So I had to develop new habits, but no one had ever taught me really how to do that.
So there's a couple things going on that I might hear. One, you know, I didn't grow up in your era, but I did at the same time. I mean, I think we all have... Our family teaches us about money, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's always the best way, right? So I can relate to a lot of things you're saying. My parents were quote unquote supposedly wealthy, so they say. I was young. And then we had a huge divorce and no one got the money. The divorce attorneys got all the money. And we ended up, my mom got custody. We ended up bankrupt. I was like 12 or 13. We had to move out of the house, you know? And it was like, why are we moving? Like, we're, you know, bankrupt. And I thought to myself in that moment, I'm smarter than my parents. I'll never have bankrupt. Like, that's crazy. What's wrong with you, stupid people? And funny enough, how that goes around, when I was 30, I filed bankruptcy.
Well, my father had gone bankrupt. And
yeah.
So I went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And And interesting. Because we didn't learn how to manage cash flow.
Right. I didn't learn, even though we went bankrupt, it's not like I learned after that. You know what I mean? My mom still suffered and she just didn't know how to handle it. So here I am, like, I'm smarter than them. I'm going to figure it out. They're stupid parents, you know, and here I am 30 years old, like, ooh, what happened? You know, and I share the story, a lot of the emotion. But then you once you go through, for me, once I went through that, I'm like, okay, got it. I didn't know what I'm doing. So how do I rebuild that muscle? There's just so many things out there about money at the financial advisor side. And then you have the, you know, spiritual side. Like, how do you know the build your money muscles this way will make prosperity? You know, is there something that you found that you're like, oh, this is it? Or is it just your experience?
Well, first of all, it's never the same for everybody. Mm. There's no such thing. But I approach it from two different points of view. First, what do you have to change internally so that you understand why you're doing what you're doing and what has to be altered? And the other thing is, what financial skills do I need to develop in order to make it more stable? For example, I understood that I had to learn how to manage cash flow. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how many entrepreneurs don't really take good care of their money. They don't keep track. They keep track by looking at their bank balance online. They don't know how to run a P&L. They don't know about balance sheets. And when I say those words, even the word cash flow management, people just kind of shrink and go, oh my God, I don't want to do that. Right. But if you want to have a successful business, there are two things you have to learn. One is how to manage money. You're in business to make money. And your business is an extension of you and all of your habits.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Our whole world revolves around our smartphones now. You know, they say we look at our phones on an average of 150 times a day or more. Look, if you're a small business and want to grow, you need to reach people where they're looking the most, their smartphones. So text the word START to 72,000 now to learn more from our friends at Mobit, or go to heatherhavenwood.com/Mobit. Again, text the word START to 72,000 now. Are you over 45, 60? Are you relying on the traditional medical field to help you feel great and get you back to a balanced body? Good luck with that. At E2Lab.com, Dr. Don Salyer got sick of people complaining about bloating, inflammation, and feeling sluggish. He has created unique, potent, and powerful non-pharmaceutical supplements to help the body rebalance, detox, and get back to being healthy. Go to E2Lab.com. Getting you back to healthy and balanced.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
If you have all this stuff from childhood, particularly if you experienced any kind of abuse or neglect, there was alcoholism in the family, any kind of trauma, that's going to affect your financial outcomes. Because if you don't understand your emotions, if you don't have emotional intelligence, those unexpressed emotions are energy, and if they're not expressed, they've got to come out somehow. Emotions, by their nature, need to be expressed. If they don't, there are actually these neuropeptides, these biological substances that get stuck in your body, and if they're not released, they're going to find an avenue of expression. And one of those avenues is through physical disease. There's a direct connection between emotions and your physical health. The other way is through your behaviors. And one of the best ways to act out these emotions that are unexpressed is through your money. Let me give you an example. When you look at your bank balance, do you go, oh, wow, look how much money I have? Or do you say, oh, my God, look what's happening. At this age, I should have more money. I'll never reach my income potential. If all those things are going through your mind when you're looking at your bank balance, you're feeling shame, which has nothing to do with your money. The money, what you're looking at, are just numbers. There's no rule that you have to feel upset about the numbers. Now, people will feel upset about $100 as a bank balance or even $10,000 as a bank balance, because all the emotions, the fear of losing what you have, feeling deprived, all those things are still inside of you. And when you look at your money, you're going to feel those feelings. It has nothing to do with money.
Interesting. Okay, so all those emotions come up when they're logging into their Bank of America account or whatever, and they're looking at this number, and then there's emotions attached to it, like there's only $1,000 in there. Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm a stupid, right? Or whatever is coming up. I'm just making this up, okay? Or yeah, there's 10 grand, or there's 100 grand. Oh, I'm still stupid. I'm horrible, right?
Exactly.
It's like it doesn't have
nothing
the number
to do with the money.
Exactly.
And the easiest way to notice this is, particularly if you don't have a good emotional vocabulary, is to notice whether you feel contracted or expanded.
Ooh, that's really good. I like that.
Because your emotions don't happen in your head. There's a kinesthetic experience in your body because those neuropeptides that I mentioned attach themselves to receptors in your cells and you in your organs, and you actually feel something in your gut or in the back of your neck. It's a physical sensation that you have with an emotion, and that's a good way to learn to recognize what you're feeling. So you don't even have to have a vocabulary. You don't have to say, well, I'm feeling betrayed with a little bit of sorrow. You don't have to say that. You just have to know that you feel contracted.
Interesting. And so then, okay, so this is great. We're going through this. We're opening our Chase account. We're looking at the number, whatever it is, $1, $2,000, $100,000. and then we feel contracted. What do we do then? Like, okay, I'm feeling contracted.
Okay, so the first step, the protocol I use is recognize, release, replace, and repeat. Because what you have to do is build new neural pathways in your brain so that you create a new habit of emotional response.
Okay, repeat that. That was good. Repeat that again.
Okay, recognize, release, replace, and repeat.
Good.
Because new neural pathways form when you keep repeating an experience over and over again. So you're going to recognize that you feel contracted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say to yourself, when did I feel this before? Because it's not just contracted. There's a whole gestalt of feelings, okay? And very often you'll remember a time in the past, either related to money or not, when you had a similar feeling. And if you're feeling contracted, then it probably wasn't a pleasant experience. So once you recognize that this is a feeling that you've had multiple times, you're understanding this habit that is yours.
Mm-hmm.
The next stage is release. Now, the simplest release that I've learned is you notice where in your body the contraction is, and then you make the sound of the feeling.
Okay.
People start out with little sounds like, the idea is to get to the point where you're, I learned that I needed a yelling towel so my neighbors couldn't hear me, and I'd yell into the towel. And this can be done with these feelings of contraction. It can be done with pains in your body, because pain in your body is an expression of emotional pain. So you put your hand over the pain, you make the sound of the pain, and I used to have a lot of pain, and it's amazing how it goes away. Maybe not completely the first time, but there's a shift. And once you realize that your emotions aren't permanent and you have power to let them go, it gives you a sense of empowerment and understanding that you're not stuck with this for the rest of your life.
So I want to share one piece, right? So this is great, by the way. I'm really listening and intently. I remember I have a particular one, right? When I was around, okay. I don't know my age. I'm thinking like 8, 9. Let's just play with that. So my parents were going through divorce at the end, and I remember hearing probably from some parent or some adult that we didn't have any money anymore or something like this, okay? And I remember going, well, I really want a car when I'm 16, so I'm going to save for a car. So I started doing like errands and different fun, like cleaning up and asking my mom for a dollar or whatever it was. And I was saving all this money, and I was saving it in a shoebox under my bed. It's so safe there. And under my bed, and I would pull it out. I'd come home and I'd count the money. You know, it's like $20. And I look in the newspaper, like a car is $8,000 or whatever it was.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, if I could just do this now until I'm 16, then I'll have a car. And I remember coming home one day from school. I pull out my shoebox, and it's empty. It's empty. And my mom's behind me. And I'm like, Mom, what happened? And she had this look on her face, and she's like, the maid took it. And I knew right then she was lying.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so there's a whole lot of stuff you learned there.
Okay, yeah. What was it? I'm very curious.
Well, first of all, that was traumatic.
It was. It was traumatic.
And it was like you were struck. Someone hit you. It was really difficult. And so that would have affected your trust levels. What you believed was possible. It was like when I said my mother and my soon-to-be husband borrowed the money that I had saved. It was like this sense of emptiness.
Yeah.
What good is this?
Right.
And so that to me is a psychological event that has to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And what's available today is all these techniques like EFT, emotional freedom technique, and Be Set Free Fast, which is the one I use the most. I have the power word technique in the Build Your Money Muscles book. There are ways of clearing that emotional charge,
mm-hmm,
and shifting your beliefs.
Okay, we'll stop right there.
On a subconscious level.
On a subconscious level. So we're going to go to break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to have her come talk about this and coach me through my traumatic pain. All right, we'll be right back.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you wanted to stop swapping your time for money? Ever wanted to leverage your expertise by selling your knowledge to hundreds of people? I call that smart. And now you can easily and effortlessly, without a web guy, create memberships, online courses, coaching programs. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Start making money off what you know today. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533.
653. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Okay, we're back. We are talking about my traumatic situation. It was traumatic, right? So if you weren't just now tuning in, it really is about me sitting there. I'm 8, 9 years old. I'm pulling out this cardboard box, you know, and I'm all excited because I'm the one that earned this money, right? I'm earning this money because I'm here to help my mom. That's where the whole purpose was when I was a kid. Help my mom relieve the burden of the money, and I was going to save until I was 16 for the car. And then one day I open it up and it's empty. Okay.
So in remembering that, and you obviously have a clear memory of that.
It was the moment's very there.
Okay. Where in your body are you feeling?
Oh, my stomach. Definitely.
Your stomach.
Like my stomach.
Oh, God.
Dropped.
Oh, yes. And it's like contracted.
Yes.
And when else have you had that feeling since then?
Oh, all the time. Probably when I open my bank account.
Okay, so anything that has to do with money is a difficult thing. You don't trust it's always going to be there for you.
No. Oh, my God, no. Correct.
Okay.
You nailed it. Yeah, I don't always trust it's going to be there for me.
So, first of all, I'd like you to focus on the feeling in your stomach, your abdomen, and make the sound of the feeling. No words.
Okay.
Just make the sound of the feeling. It's going to be a little difficult. I'll help you with it if we have to.
Okay, great. This is so vulnerable of me. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I know. Everybody has gone through something like this. So, and it really helps people when you share this.
Oof.
So go ahead. Make the sound of that awful contraction.
It was like a crying, like a...
Do that. Go ahead. Make the sound.
I'm so nervous. Okay, yeah. So it was definitely a crying or like a... It was less about the money being stolen. It was more about my mom lying to me.
It was the betrayal.
It was a betrayal of that.
And so...
I would have been okay with the maid has stolen, but I knew that wasn't true.
Okay, and using the power word technique, you would do things like, I release my need to feel betrayed.
I'd
like you to look at how many times in your life you have felt betrayed.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the theory, that these traumatic things, the things that are formed in childhood, if they're not expressed, they become the force behind our life stories. So when you work through the betrayal, and I mean, this is what I do with my clients, you're not going to need it anymore. You're not going to draw it in anymore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to attract it anymore, basically. I'm not going to track the continue. I feel betrayed, so I'm going to continually attract that. Is that?
Until you get it out of your system, until all those neuropeptides that are stuck in your abdomen are out of your system, and then you don't have a need for betrayal anymore. It's amazing how that happens.
What do I replace that with?
Ah, recognize, release, replace. Okay. So another technique.
The moment you said that, my brain's like, replace it with something.
Something, yeah. Right. So when you're feeling betrayed, what would you rather be feeling in that situation? In other words, can you give me an example of when you were betrayed other than with the money in the shoebox?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I share this story all the time about my bankruptcy. Yeah. I came home one day from an event and I built a business for $0 million and came home and everything was gone.
Oh, look at the story that you created. Exactly.
But
like
it was
when you were
way bigger. Threw me into a massive bankruptcy and foreclosure. So, yeah.
Okay. So the message is, you know, get over this. You have to understand how to do it. Right. So before you actually went bankrupt, what were the signs that you had that that was going to happen?
Ooh.
It didn't just happen one day. I mean, unless someone took your money away.
He did.
Were you paying attention?
I could probably look at where I wasn't paying attention at the fullest level. I was really focused on the making of the money and the business building. I wasn't really focused on every single number. No, coming out the door.
You weren't watching your P&L and your cash flow.
No.
And that's why I learned about cash flow management, because when I went bankrupt, it's because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't paying attention because I had a business partner, right? And my goal was just to keep pushing in the sales. And he was focused on the quote unquote, the money side, man, woman. Okay. That's kind of where I went. He was like, oh, I'll handle it. Right. And then I'm like, okay, I'll trust you. And then I like focus on the sales. And then, you know, boom. Yeah, he watched it already.
So you had a need to act out that drama from childhood. And you did a great job of creating the situation.
I feel like I should
remember I said that the emotions inform our behaviors, our beliefs inform our behaviors. On some level, you hadn't dealt with the grief of the loss. You hadn't dealt with the betrayal. You hadn't dealt with the shock. So the question is, okay, I recognize what's going on and I feel betrayed. Now, not everybody would feel betrayed in that situation. There's a whole bunch of different things. Someone else might have said, I felt so stupid because of what I had done, rather than saying betrayed. So you can say, what would I rather be feeling? And you could have been feeling grateful for the experience. In other words, and this is a personal thing. What would I rather be feeling? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a habit of disappointment. They're always disappointed in the outcomes of their stories. So I'll say, well, what would you rather be feeling? And the answer is probably satisfied. And then I'll say, well, do you know how to feel satisfied? Do you know how to feel grateful in difficult situations? And so you have to teach yourself that set of feelings. And at the same time, release your need for the betrayal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so release. So what I'm just kind of rephrasing what you're going to say, right? So maybe people hear it differently. Is you're releasing the feeling that you felt in the moment and then beginning to create new feelings to replace it with.
In other words, so each time you go near that, because you have a number of things that were involved with that. Grief,
betrayal.
Really sense, a heavy sense of loss, which also relates to your parents' divorce.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Anytime that someone goes through a divorce or the death of a loved one, there's this incredible sense of loss that is so difficult to express that we tend to create life stories that allow us to feel the loss.
Mm.
So if I were working with you, I'd also look at that whole divorce experience.
Right.
Because the empty shoebox was sort of the climax of the divorce experience.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was about a year after what I call the divorce was complete. It was a 3-year jury divorce trial. Took 3 years, and it was the first jury divorce trial in all of Harris County, which is at Houston, which is a quite large city. A first jury divorce trial ever in the history of the court in South Texas. Yeah, and it was all over the papers and stuff like that. Like, I don't remember it. I was told this, right? So, it was very traumatic. And then, so that, quote-unquote, happened about a year or so after it was completed. You know what I mean? Like, the word completed.
Yes, right.
So, and then that happened. And I think the betrayal for me came, you know, was the harsher part was it was because of my mom, you know, it was like a parent, like the only parent I got now, you know what I mean? And she was it. She was all I had. So, because the other parent was gone at this point, okay, which is my father. So, there was a huge amount of betrayal. Now, it's frustrating to hear you say, like, well, you did a great job of like recreating that. I'm like, oh, I did. Great. Take a bow. Awesome. Now let's stop that. You know, I don't want that to happen again. Right. So I think that's what we're talking about.
So underneath it all has to be a sense of love and forgiveness for yourself.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
In other words, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And you reacted absolutely normally to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just became a habit. So it's not like you did anything wrong. It's not like you're bad in any way, shape, or form. It's not like you have to prove anything, which a lot of entrepreneurs, that's, oh, I got to prove them I'm good, that I'm okay, that I'm rich, that I'm not going to be taken advantage of.
Mm.
It's learning to be present with yourself and to be okay wherever you are. Because wherever you are today is what you need to become who you're becoming.
I have
the advantage of age. So I can see how all the stuff I went through in my life has brought me to a place where I have so much value in the world because of what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And by not picking on myself and getting rid of all that negative self-talk, I can truly model for people inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people can say that.
So do you think that's possible to do that at a younger age versus waiting until you're older?
Yeah, because all the stuff I had to figure out is available today.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
You said something at the very beginning of the show, which was about, you know, sometimes entrepreneurs go, well, I don't need to work on myself. I'm just focused on the service or product that I'm pushing. I'm like, you know, the business is an extension of yourself. I think that's what you said.
Yes.
The business is an extension of yourself. And it's so true. I mean, I think it's really an important piece to hone in on why are you helping clients do this? And then what's the point? The point is that once you build your money muscles and find all these connections to money and emotions, it will shift your career and your business. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, in order for me, I've been in business for myself for 40 years. Well, actually, there was that 10 years when I gave everything I owned away and went wandering. So that hardly counts. But I've been in business for myself for a long time. What I do is, mm-hmm. with any business, there's ups and downs. And during the downs, I always ask myself, well, what am I feeling? And why do I need to be here? There's nothing that's happening to you that isn't an opportunity for your personal growth.
Mm.
And money is such a perfect mechanism for growing because you have to deal with it every day. Mm. And people will say, I need more money. No, you need more people because money comes from people. One of the things I came to understand in the last year or so is the connection between under-earning and touch deprivation, and over-earning and touch deprivation. People don't think of over-earning, but how many more millions do you really need? You know, it's
right.
Like this obsession for more and more and more. And that comes from your very early childhood experience of not bonding properly, not getting your emotional needs met, so that you have this sense of longing. So when you say, I'm longing for more money, the thing that you need is not more money. It's understanding that thread of longing that has been in your life so long, you don't even recognize it's there.
That's really interesting. So I definitely know some people like that who more, right? You know, you have a lot. So, and then
right.
What is a lot and what's enough? And there's a whole thing there. But I wanted to ask you a question. I had a friend of mine who shared this with me, a mentor, and he said, what you focus on expands. It's a money, you know, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your health gets better. Focus on your relationship gets better. He goes, the problem is that people, they have the same concept where you focus on your money gets bigger. He's like, that's not true. His view is focus on helping more people. When you focus on helping more people, that's where money comes from. Right?
It's not about money. It's about people because money comes from people.
Yeah. So he says, you focus on expands. So focus on helping more people. You agree
yes.
with that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And money is not going to fix anything. It's never about money. It's about the feelings.
Interesting.
And people have this fantasy that if they have more money, everything's going to be fine. And they forget to learn how to manage the money. So that goes away. Or they're afraid of getting screwed by their financial advisor, which can happen. It's not like, in the financial advisor world, they don't have a thing that they have to do things in their client's interest.
No.
I mean,
they don't.
You better learn how to manage your money or how to talk to your advisor or how to recognize the signs when it's not going well. People say, well, I want to be wealthy so I don't have to think about money. The more wealthy you are, the more you have to think about money.
Yeah, you have to constantly be managing that conversation. You know, people always talk about, well, focus on your passion and money will come. I'm like, I'm not a big fan of that.
Fantasy. Fantasy thinking.
It is.
Because, money doesn't just fly in the window.
What? No, Joan, are you kidding me? Because I'm sitting here waiting for it. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I used to visualize money flying in the window. And when I had my business, it pretty much did fly in the window that when I had the crystal business. I mean, I went from zero to, in today's money, $500,000 in a year within 4 years. But then it went away because I had no idea how to manage it. And I hadn't dealt with my feelings of shame and deprivation.
And that's one thing to hear about the show, The Secret, the movie, The Secret. You visualize money just coming towards you.
It's BS.
Yeah, it's BS. Okay, thank you. We're on the same page, girl, because I'm a big believer in that. It's like they're missing half of it. You know, there's like, they're telling them half the story. There is a part of what you focus on expands, okay? But focus on money doesn't expand. Right?
No, and if you focus on taking care of yourself, then your health expands. I haven't eaten sugar in 43 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That right there alone, I should probably have you back on just for that. That's pretty impressive. Well, I just want to say thank you for this conversation. It's been profound. And I'm going to say your website is prosperityplace.com, prosperityplace.com. Is there any other place that you want people to go to or any kind of free gift or anything like that you want to share?
Well, I'd like you to mention that there is a course called Financial Freedom Formula, a holistic blueprint for success, that there's a link to my programs on prosperityplace.com. Actually, I can give your audience a free copy of Build Your Money Muscles. Yes, if they go to prosperityplace.com/BYMM free, all one word, they can get a free copy of Build Your Money Muscles.
Oh, wonderful. BYMM free.
Free. Yes.
Right. And that's after prosperityplace.com. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm going to go there now because I was going to buy it. So there you go. And is your book, your newest book, is it already released, the search for
connection? Yeah, it's on Amazon.com.
Wonderful.
I can't get freebies for that.
That's okay.
And it's the story of when I gave away everything I owned and went wandering for quite a long time and wound up building that crystal business.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to definitely get that as well. That's A Search for Connection, A Spiritual Journey to Physical, Emotional, and Financial Health, found on Amazon.com. Joan, thank you so much for being on The Win. Really honored.
And it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed meeting you.
Thank you. All right, everyone, this is The Win with Heather Havenwood. Hi, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood. Unfortunately, we had to cut part of this interview due to time constraints, but you can listen to the full interview at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.